Thank you very much, Reed Magnum, and early good evening, everybody. Welcome to Carlin Cuffs Memorial Field at Regner Park for regional championship baseball. And tonight, the defending state champion, West Bend West Spartans, start their quest to win a possible back-to-back state championship. But it's not going to be an easy one, as they're going to take on their cross-hall rival, the West Bend East Suns. And during the regular season this summer, Michael, East definitely had West's number, beating them both times, 6-4 and 9-6.
Yeah, they sure did. Ugly wins. Yeah, they've battled with them. Hedrick has done an amazing job with this team. I mean, you look at last year and the year before when he first started, it was a disaster. I mean, that team was a total mess. And then all of a sudden they started to get disciplined. They started to play logical. They started to do the things that he wanted, the little things, playing the small ball, doing the things that we've seen Albrecht do for years and years and years. So I got to hand it to this guy. He has turned this team around so quickly. They're well-disciplined. You're going to see some things tonight, I think, that we haven't seen in the past either. He's got a few tricks up his sleeve. He tried some stuff last night that I don't know that he's done all season. So you might get a few surprises tonight from Hedrick.
Speaking of last night, I mean, obviously quick turnaround for East, but maybe a little bit of a breather in the fact that they run ruled the game last night and they went through in pretty easy fashion.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, they scored 4 in the first and 5 in the fourth, so they were just kicking butt all the way. Port only had 2 hits, if I remember right, and I think East had something like 12 or 14 hits. The thing I was going to say about last night is that Port was just a poorly managed team. A lot of mistakes. The pitcher was falling off the mound. He wasn't doing his backups. He was missing his assignments. So it was just a poor team. What I thought last night was, what I was trying to get to, the point, is that I think it was batting practice for East. I think they just had a great time to face a pitcher and have some practice and gain some momentum. So they're going to come into here high as a kite.
And as per usual, in any sport here in the city of West Bend, when East and West match up, it's capacity crowds. The grandstand here is filling up to capacity. They're already setting up their lawn chairs along the dugout sidelines and everything. And it's a beautiful evening, so we expect a big crowd here for this one tonight. Of course, if you're West Bend West, you've got that target on your back. You've had it all year. Now, obviously, you knew you weren't going to repeat the great season you had last year at 33-0. But, you know, you've had some tests by West Bend West. They managed to win 22 games coming into this one tonight. So they're still a team to be reckoned with.
I think so. I think their biggest challenge, of course, is pitching. As norm, you know, I mean, it goes the way pitching goes usually. And they lost some serious pitching in Schlafen and Burns. And look at Burns' success at Oregon State. Jeez. So, I think that their biggest challenge is going to be, I think that combined with Billy retiring is also a distraction for the team as well.
Yeah.
I do. I think that, you know, I'm sure his heart's in it, but I don't know. I get that feeling that there's something missing. They don't have a spark.
Well, of course, if you're a Spartan fan, hopefully the run for Bill Albrecht doesn't end here tonight. Now, you alluded to it a moment ago about they don't have the pitching this year.
Yeah.
That's something that has come into play this season here in high school baseball is the pitch count rule. And they're very strict with it this year. A pitcher can only throw a maximum of 100 pitches a day. And then depending on how many pitches he throws in a game, that dictates how many days rest he's going to need between
right.
games. Now, I don't think it's going to be that big of a factor here tonight, given the fact that West is coming off, obviously, a big rest.
Right.
East had an easy game last night. But I think come Monday in sectionals, when you got to worry about one, maybe two games, that's where you're going to start seeing the chess match play with who do I pitch and how many innings.
Yeah, before this, you know, the rules were, well, the way they did the format gave you the opportunity to win it with one good pitcher. Now you still need two. You know, you've got to have that second, sometimes even a third, if your second pitcher is having a bad day. And this is a good rule, by the way. I mean, raising a pitcher, I get this, and I really do believe in it. I think it's a great deal. I think the dumbest thing they've ever done is have spring baseball. That's a whole different story, though.
That's a whole other thing, which we'll have all evening to get into. There's
and complain.
There's just as many people for it, but pretty much a lot of people against it. But be that as it may, WIA made their decision, and we're in the final innings, literally, of summer baseball.
You know, when Jonathan was growing up, when my son was growing up and playing at West, I had a lot of talks with Doug Gonring about this. And one of the things Dougie said to me, and I didn't think it was that big of a deal at the time, but these kids are playing too much baseball. by the time they get to 17, 18 years old, they're burned out. And we're losing really good players in high school because of this. And if they move to spring, it's just going to make it even more baseball because they're going to play summer ball with a traveling team in another 30 or 40 games. So I'm on Doug's side on this one. I think he's right. I think it's too much ball, as much as I love baseball.
Good transition there. Speaking of Doug Gonring, his Kewaskum Indians had a great season. They win the regular season North Shore Conference with a record of 13-3, 20-5 overall. They had the bye last night. They got the number one seed. They're going to be throwing their first pitch out over at Kewaskum's Kiwanis Park the same time we are against Homestead. Homestead defeated Cedarburg last night 5-3. I had a really long, in-depth conversation actually with Doug off the air yesterday, getting things set up with him for this playoff run, and we do anticipate he's got it set up with us that we'll get some inning-by-inning updated scores for us there,
right?
Because, you know, you don't want to put the cart before the horse, but as you take a look at the way these brackets are, you know, obviously either East or West will advance to the Germantown sectional on Monday afternoon. If Kewaskum wins their game tonight, they'll advance also to the Germantown sectional, and that would be the Monday morning game. So our broadcast purposes, we could maybe have one, two, and maybe even three games on Monday.
Yeah.
But
wow.
He said this is one of the best teams he's fielded in many, many years at Kewaskum. And he said he's, without doubt, even though he's a coach, he thinks they got a good, strong chance to make a good run at it.
Yeah, you know, Barry, you and I have watched that team grow up, right? We were doing every game, or I don't know, not every game. We were probably doing 20 or 30% of Kewaskum's games over the last couple of years. Those kids are good, and they're teammates. They're all for one and one for all. They got good pitching, good, strong, healthy kids. I think he's got a shot. I really do.
So we'll be following that game against Homestead. We'll give you updates for that. The other games tonight involving area teams, Nicolet defeated Shorewood last night 11-3. They move on. They take on Germantown. Germantown defeated Brown Deer last night 14-7. Bottom half of our bracket, East and West, we're not going to know until tomorrow night at this time, even later, who's going to be playing, because Grafton and Whitefish Bay did not play last night. They're first playing tonight now at 5:30. The winner of Grafton Whitefish Bay then plays tomorrow night at 5:30 against Menominee Falls. So the winner of that game would be determined then tomorrow night against the winner of our game. Starting lineups are being introduced along each of the baselines. West will be the home team tonight by the virtue of the seed. East will be the visitors. We'll take a one-minute break, come back, give you the starting lineups and the opening pitch of this regional championship. West Bend East, West Bend West, it's on the way next, right here at 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470. Back at Carl Cuss Memorial Field in Regner Park with Michael Nick on the Bear Barry Hurst, just about set for getting you ready in this game tonight. And we're now going to have the playing of our national anthem actually be sung live here tonight.
Proudly we hail at the twilight that gleams, whose broad stripes and Christ the Lord through the fair cross by. For the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly free, and for rocket trampler the bumper-sting in air gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land
that old let's play ball.
It's always great when he can do that rendition live. He does it sometimes at the field house prior to basketball game. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this game tonight. First off, for the visiting team, the West Bend East Suns, coming in with a record of 19-9. Number five, Blake Furlan will lead it off and play center field. Batting second and playing first base is Joey Mickles. Cooper Schlosser will bat third and catch. Batting cleanup tonight for the Suns is number six, Kyle Yoakam. Batting fifth and pitching is Ben Seaman. Juan Girola will bat in the sixth spot and play right field. Batting seventh at third base is Michael Seaman. West Bend East is going to go with the DH tonight, so they will take Mason Kirk, bat him eighth in the DH spot. He'll bat for the shortstop, Sam Gelnick. And then batting ninth and pitching for West Bend East is Nate Schubert. For the West Bend West Spartans, coming in with a record of 22-5, and of course, the defending state champions. Leading it off at second base will be Nate Block. Evan Albrecht, headed for Purdue University next year on a baseball scholarship. He will bat second and play shortstop. Batting third will be Lucas Broski at first base. Batting cleanup for the Spartans, number 13, Logan Rupnow. Nick Sturman will bat fifth and play right field. Jimmy DeGallo will play center field. Brad Weber bats seventh and left. Logan Chessick will bat eighth and catch. And Gavin Hinckley will bat ninth and pitch. And we are set to go here. Beautiful evening, 81 degrees as we get set to start this one off. Winner moves on. Loser is done for their history of summer ball. Here's our first pitch of the night. Swung on right out of the box. Nice chopping. Dropped down at second base, but unable to make the play. And it's a leadoff single for West Bend East.
Hedrick might test Chessock early. He may send him, like, on the first pitch. This is one of his strategic moves. He likes to run, make them make a mistake. You can see they're setting up for a bunt here. He's going to play for one run. This could be a, you know, the last two games, they scored a lot of runs, 15 runs in two games.
First pitch, Mickles does square to bunt. Picks down low for a ball. It's 1-0.
And Mickles is left-handed, so it's going to go down the third baseline, likely, unless he can drag one. Be a button run also.
Now Hinckley checks the runner. Here's the pitch.
There it is.
Nice one. Hinckley off the mound. He'll throw it over to first for the out.
1-3. Yeah.
Perlano moves down to second base. One out. Runner at second, and Cooper Schlosser will be the batter.
Another lefty. Hinckley's 4-0. Two saves on the season, 31 strikeouts, 14 walks.
From the stretch, the pitch swung on a miss for a strike.
Boy, that was wicked, huh?
And it's 0-1.
Yeah. Typically, you want to throw a nice curveball to a lefty, make it cut in on him.
Here's the 0-1. Missed outside, even now 1-1.
I was talking to Gavin's parents the other night at a little downtown thing they had at Regner, and
1-1, chopper foul.
And they were saying that they're clocking him at about 88 right now, that his goal is to get up to 90.
Wow.
Remember, Gavin's just a sophomore, I believe. Barry, the temperature dropped to 78.
Oh, 78.
From 79. Here we go.
Here's the 1-2 from the stretch. Missed outside for a ball, and it's now 2-2.
Yeah, you know, with the pitch count, you can't waste a pitch. Everyone counts.
From the stretch, check of the runner, here it comes. Misses low for a ball, and it's full now. 3-2.
That's a lot of great plate discipline there. That was a low inside pitch. It looked like it could have been a strike, and then it just tailed down. But he held back.
Here's the pitch.
Goal.
And he missed it upstairs and inside. First walk given up by Hinckley, and now West Bend East with runners at first and second, only one out, and here's Kyle Yoakam.
The other thing I thought by watching East last night and before is they're getting much more aggressive at the plate. They're not afraid to swing.
Here's the pitch, swung on, chopper to third. Nice grab there by the third baseman Rupnow, and he'll take the fourth out of the runner, getting Furlano. So he takes out the runner for Lano on the play, however. Schlosser moves down to second. Give Yoakam the fielder's choice. And that brings up Ben Seaman, pitcher against pitcher here in the first inning. Right down the pipe, but it is a strike. Yes.
This is the delay guy. He's delayed when he calls the strikes. Yeah. You got to wait it out for a sec.
Hinkley checks. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fly ball, left field, giving chases. Weber, over the shoulder, catch for the out.
What a catch.
Weber got a late jump on the ball, but he managed to play it just perfectly and come up with the catch against the Ivy Wren. So for West Bend East in the first inning, they come up with no runs on one hit, and they leave one base runner stranded. We've played half an inning. It is West Bend East nothing. West Bend West coming to bat. Back with that in a moment here on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470.
Here's that article from last night. I don't know what's going on. We'll have to take it with you.
Bottom of the first inning coming up here in West Bend at Regner Park, Carlin Cuts Memorial Field. West Bend East got a leadoff single but failed to score. And now the Spartans of West Bend West will get their first at-bats here this evening. Let's set up the Suns for you defensively. On the mound will be Ben Seaman. His catcher is Cooper Schlosser. On the infield at first base is Joey Mickle. Second base is Nate Schubert. Third base is Michael Seaman. And at shortstop is Sam Gelnick. In the outfield for West Bend West will lead it off with Nate Block, Evan Albrecht, and Lucas Broski. You know, I mentioned Evan Albrecht getting that scholarship for Purdue. There's another sore point for baseball aficionados in Wisconsin.
Oh.
The kid could stay right here at home if capital I, capital F, my alma mater, had a baseball program.
Yeah.
But they don't.
It's all about political correctness, pal. That's why. I could tell you. Yeah, it's too bad. Purdue's a good program.
Yeah.
Good school, too. Is he going to be a vet, do you know, or engineer?
I think so.
Yeah, that's the two things they're known for.
First pitch to Nate Block, his lead off the bottom of the first, swung on a miss. First strike, it's 0-1.
I like this kid's style, the pitcher, Seaman. He's got that Andy Pettit thing going with the glove in his
uh-huh.
cap. Yeah, just his eyes.
0-1, just missed outside, and it's a ball, 1-1.
Smooth delivery, nice, you know, slow back to the rubber. He's all on the right side or left side if you're out there.
Here's the 1-1.
Nice pitch.
Swung on, blooper to center field, and right into the glove of the center fielder, Blake Furlano, for the first out. One up and one down for West Bend West here in their half of the first inning. And that brings up Evan Albrecht, who we just talked about. Pitch to Albrecht, it's a strike. And there's that delayed call you referred to.
Mm-hmm. I can hear him, though. I mean, he was loud enough that time. I heard him say strike.
0-1 pitch from Seaman on the way. Swung on and foul, and look out.
Oh, right over the white car driving by.
And up the road to the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah. See, now, if they were listening to us, they would have known to look out.
Yeah. Speaking of listening, we got a lot of fans, as per usual, here. Watching it on their lawn chairs down the right field line and down the left field line. This is for a ball. It's 1-2. 312 down the right field line here at Carl M. Cuss Field. 363 to dead center and 335 down the left field line.
The Ivy's really grown in too, huh?
That was pitch miss. That's the first thing my nephew Ben noticed as we pulled in. He says, oh, they got Ivy fences here.
Yeah, really grown in. 2-2 count here. One out.
And the pitch.
Oh, it hit him.
Did it hit him?
Right in the hand, though. Is the hand part of the bat here? It is. Considered a foul ball.
Yeah. Ben Hirsch, my nephew, sitting behind us tonight, plays JV ball for Nicolet. So he's never played on this field. He always plays on the JV field over by the school. So that was another reason he wanted to come along tonight for the ride. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and foul. I don't know, did you get hold of some of your buddies to text us the Nicolet game or not? Not yet? He just got back from a 3.5, 4-week trip to Germany in an exchange program. Yeah.
How awesome is that? Full count.
Three balls, two strikes. The pitch. Swung on line. Shot to left field. Base hit. Just over the head of the shortstop, Gelnick. And West Bend West gets their first base runner of the night. Evan Albrecht with the single.
Boy, Broski shot up a little, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's got to be north of 6 foot now.
Tall, thin.
Yeah.
Looks like he'd almost play forward for the basketball team this winter. So runner on, takes the lead, and Seaman will work out of the stretch now. Here's the pitch.
Ooh,
in the
nice.
Dirt. Nice save.
Oh, yeah.
That's Cooper Schlosser calling the...
I didn't see anybody attempt to run on him, so I don't know what kind of an arm he's got. It would just pop nothing.
Here's the 1-0. A little low for a ball, and it's 2-0. Slight breeze right now coming out of the southeast, but just a beautiful evening right now for baseball. Throw to first, slide back in for Albrecht.
Nice move. Creep back up to 80 degrees, too.
Here's the 2-0.
There you go.
And there's a strike. 2-1.
Delayed, but it was right down the middle. There was no way you could not call that a strike.
Albrecht with the leadoff first. Seaman checks him from the stretch and the pitch.
There he goes.
And Albrecht going. Here's the throw down to second. Albrecht with the slide ball in the dirt. And it'll be a stolen base. Albrecht going to go for three. And he'll slide
it. He threw
the
dugout.
And it goes into the dugout, but.
Hit the fence. Bounce back. Yeah, here we go. Wow. Nice.
So he gets the stolen base. And then he gets over to third. And, of course, Billy Albrecht, as he has always done in his coaching career, is the third base coach calling all the plays and giving directions now to his nephew, who represents the first run of the night. Third base with nobody, one out. And a 3-1 count to Broski, the pitch. Broski sends one foul off to the right side out of play. Boy, Albrecht was off and running on the pitch.
He had a beat. I don't think they could have thrown him out.
And then the throw was low in the dirt, so it bounced over into the field and allowed him to advance.
Yeah, the center fielder tried to do it without a cutoff man.
3-2 pitch, and he hold up. Yes, he did. So Broski gets the free ride on a base on balls. First walk given up this evening by Seaman. Runners at the corners with one out, and here's Logan Rupnow.
Yeah, Billy loves this. You know he lives for this, right? First and third, one out. East.
Check of the runners at the corners. Here's the pitch. Check swing foul, going to cost him a strike. Yeah, and you know, obviously he's the competitive guy he is, but if there's any team he probably doesn't want to lose to end his career,
yeah,
would probably be West Bend East.
You make a good point. Is he still the winningest coach in the state? Ever? You know?
He's got to be pretty close.
Yeah.
Got to be pretty close.
Like 400 wins or something? Have to look that up.
Check of the runner now steps off the rubber. Seaman in a bit of a jam here in the second inning. Throws one there, and it's the ball. Evens the count 1-1. West trying to get on first here in their half of the first. Good lead at third. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back again out of play.
You know, more importantly, they're pushing his pitch count up.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already over 20. So.
You know, the first plateau is 30 pitches.
Mm-hmm. He may be there in the first inning.
Pitch.
Outside.
That misses. 1 to 30 pitches they can pitch right away the next day.
Mm.
At 31 pitches up to 49 pitches, and they need a day's rest. So, again, as we alluded to in the pregame, pitch count really won't be a big factor in this game this evening.
Well, they get him out of the game sooner was my point.
Yeah, and the pitch misses upstairs, 3-2.
Although,
Nick Stearman, the on-deck batter for West Bend West. Runner goes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and foul ball back again out of play. Hits the street and rolls up the hill to the Boys and Girls Club. Look out, Carr. Oh, Carr had to stop that time before it almost got hit.
Once again, if they were listening to us, they would know.
You know, and if you've gone by here on the driveway, you know how close the field is to the Boys and Girls Club in the road. 3-2 pitch. Swung on back into the fence in front of us.
They need to have AM 1470 on their radio right now. Or are we simulcast tonight or just
yeah,
AM?
Yeah, this is on the FM 101.3 and 1470, yep.
Listen to our friend Bill Mitchell in the mornings. I enjoy Bill.
Full count, runner goes. Fly ball, right field. This has got a little bit of running. If it's going to score the run, Girola makes the catch. Here's the tag up by Albrecht. He comes in. It's 1-0. So a sacrifice fly for Rupp now. Albrecht comes in and scores. And West Bend West takes a 1-0 lead over West Bend East.
Brodsky stayed at first. He didn't. He did not advance.
Two gone, and now Nick Sturman, the right fielder. Now Seaman will work with the stretch again. The pitch.
Oh.
Swung on a little bit of a chopper. He comes off the mound, throws to first, gets him for the out, and that'll end the inning. But the West Bend West Spartans get on the board first. They come up with one run on one hit, and they leave one runner stranded on the base paths. We've played one inning in this regional championship, and it is West Bend West 1, West Bend East nothing. Back with the second inning following this break on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470. With Michael Nick, I'm the Bear Barry Hirsch, back here at Carlin Cuss Memorial Field at Regner Park. One inning in the book in this regional championship. West Bend West jumps onto the board first. They lead it 1-0 on the Evan Albrecht single, and then the stolen base brings them around.
The one weakness I saw the other night and through the season with East is this bottom half of the lineup. They tend to have strike out more. They tend to have more difficulties. Interesting, I saw Mr. Schubert out there and asking why Nate was batting ninth. He said he's been struggling.
Here we go. Juan Girola leads it off. He's the sixth hitter, and he takes the ball. So it'll be Girola, Seaman, and Kirk.
This kid looks like a wrestler, huh?
Pitch.
Oh, nice pitch.
Swung on, fly ball, shallow right field. Stearman camping underneath it and makes the catch for the first out.
So I had 12 pitches for Hinkley in the first inning compared to the 25 that Seaman threw.
And as we saw here at the end of the first inning, a representative from each dugout comes over and gives it to the official scorekeeper who's behind us to make sure the pitch counts match.
And he was right.
Here's Michael Seaman. He'll take the first pitch low for a ball. It's 1-0.
I'm guessing this is Ben's brother.
Yep. Next pitch fouled off. Hinkley's one of these pitchers, Michael, I've noticed, too. He doesn't waste a lot of time between them. He gets that ball, and he gets the signal, and he goes.
Yeah. That's how his brother was when he pitched for West. Ooh, nice pitch.
Just missed outside. Two balls, one strike. Next pitch on the way. Swung on in the dirt. Foul, strike. And it's two balls, two strikes. West wearing their traditional home uniforms, the white pinstripes and the light blue. Spartans across the chest. West Bend East, the lower seats of the visitors, wearing their gray pants with the burgundy jerseys and the yellow numerals and suns written across the chest. Here's the 2-2. Swung on, chopper on the ground on the infield. Scooped up by Albrecht. Throw across the diamond. Is it in time?
Wow.
Yes.
Great stretch by
Rossi.
Rossi, yeah. Couldn't get it out of my mouth.
But a good scoop-up, too, at shortstop there by Albrecht.
6-3, that's a long throw. He's deep into the hole. Thought it was going to get through.
So if you missed our pregame show, we talked about the opening lineup, and East going with the DH this evening. So here's Mason Kirk. He's batting for Gelnick, the shortstop.
Sure, a lot of lefties, huh? Another lefty.
Yeah.
Yeah. This would be at least the third, potentially the fourth. Out of what, eight?
Yeah, this is the eighth batter on the lineup. Batter steps back in now. 1-0 pitch coming. Swung on, chopper foul in front of the West Bend East dugout. Evens it up. One ball, one strike.
All right,
Miss.
You're still thinking about it.
Got our first update of the night coming in from
it was ball, incidentally.
Keewascom. Going into the bottom of the second inning.
All three.
And they are... I'm just trying to read my update.
Yeah, go right ahead. I'll watch.
No score going into the bottom of the second inning. Keewascom and Homestead. Scoreless in the bottom of the second.
It's 3-1.
Pitch. Swung on, chop, foul.
That would make it 3-2. The scoreboard still looks good.
Yeah.
Doesn't look dated at all.
No, it's only, what, about 3 or 4 years old, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Pitch. Ooh.
Gavin. Shame.
Let it go.
Still does not like ball walk.
A 2-all walk given up to Mason Kirk.
I think I read statistically walks score more often than hits.
That'll bring up the number 9 batter, second baseman Nate Schubert.
His dad over there at first, coaching.
Nickley out of the stretch. Pitch. Misses away for a ball. 1-0.
This kid is so fast. I can't even begin to tell you how fast he is. Yesterday when he was stealing bases, I couldn't believe how quick.
And Logan Chesick now goes out. Maybe a pretty good idea there. Just kind of calm Hinkley down a little bit. He seems to be a little bit off balance and missing his strike zone at this point. Here's the 1-0.
There you go.
And he missed. 2-0.
Little probably 8 or 9 year old kid walking up the stairs here. His shirt has a diamond on it. It says, load him up.
2-0 pitch. That misses away low for a ball. It's 3-0. And all of a sudden, Hinkley has lost the zone. And
Billy
again,
to, yeah, there he is.
Going to come out.
Billy, too.
And so is Bill.
Bill's advice will be something like, quit screwing around and throw a strike or something like that. I doubt he's asking about Geico or a place to eat tonight. First he wants to make sure he's okay, and then he's going to give him the fatherly thing. Says, you know, quit messing around. Just throw strikes.
Yeah, because that's not really thrown.
Well, gosh, he's thrown seven balls and 2 strikes in the last 2 batters, 9 pitches.
And then, like, pretty sailed through. And actually, his, the first 2 batters, he got out with no problem.
Yeah.
You know, then he battled Kirk, and now he's behind in the count to Schubert at 3-0.
This is a kid that can throw 3 straight strikes, though, so I've got the confidence in him.
All right, Schubert back in the box. Hinkley toes the rubber. Checks the runner at first. And the pitch.
There's one of them.
There you go. There's that strike. 3 balls, 1 strike. Runner with the lead. He'll go with the pitch with the 2 outs. Here it comes.
Another one.
Swung on, throw to first. Slides back in. But now he's got it back to that manageable full count now. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Chance to get out of this inning with no damage other than the loss. Fly. Boy, dry. You talk about dry field. When they're sliding in the base, I even noticed it over with Albrecht in third. That dust is just coming up in a cloud.
Yeah. Last night, the port pitcher was kicking the dirt on the mound. It was all going that way.
Runner goes. Here's the pitch. Strike three. A called strike three. And that'll end the West Bend East second inning. West Bend East Suns get no runs on no hits. They leave one runner stranded on the base pad. After an inning and a half, your score remains West Bend West 1, West Bend East nothing. High school playoff baseball on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470. West Bend West leading West Bend East 1-0 as we go to the home half of the second inning, which will be West Bend West. Gavin Hinckley lost control there, couldn't find the strike zone, and no sooner did Michael say this kid can throw strikes very quickly. He does. He comes back and strikes out Schubert to end any kind of a challenge.
It's good to be right.
Okay, second inning.
No, he's a really talented kid. For a sophomore, he's going to have two more great years.
6, 7, and 8, Jimmy D'Angelo, Brad Weber, and Logan Chesick. First offering by Seaman to start the bottom of the second. Misses for a ball. It's 1-0.
Yeah, we want to watch Seaman's pitch count. And like I said, he threw 25 pitches that first inning. That's a lot on any kid. That's a lot.
1-0 pitch. That misses for a ball. It's 2-0.
He seemed to have his big problem when they had people on base.
Next pitch on the way.
There you go.
There's a strike, and it's 2-1.
Change up or off speed a little bit. There,
long on. Base hit down the right field line, just out of the grasp of the first baseman Nichols. And D'Angelo gets a leadoff single to start the second inning here for West Bend West. Second hit of the night for the Spartans.
And Weber's left-handed. I could either see him bunting, or I could see D'Angelo taking off and running because he's left-handed, blocking the catcher. That's how aggressive Bill wants to be tonight.
Here's the pitch.
There's the bunt.
Nice bunt down the third baseline. Picked up throw across the first. Gets the out there on the sacrifice. Nice throw by Seaman.
Classic Albrecht. Once again, good to be right.
So one out, runner at second, and here's Logan Chesick, the catcher, batting in the eighth spot this evening. Now checking the runner at second, the pitch, right down the middle, and it's a strike to Chesick. Infield shifts, check of the runner, pitch, down low and inside for a ball. 1-1. Pitcher Gavin Hinckley is on deck for West Bend West. Now the 1-1. In there low for a ball, it's 2-1. Lead off. Single by D'Angelo. He advanced to second. Here's the pitch. Chopper right to the first baseman, and Nichols will take it unassisted. However, D'Angelo is able to advance to third on that infield chopper. So now a runner at third with two outs. And your number nine hitter, the pitcher, Gavin Hinckley.
Yeah, he's a .247 hitter. I mean, he's no slouch. You can definitely put the bat on the ball.
Chance to help his own cause here. The pitch. Here's a strike. No balls, one strike. We're in the second inning. West Bend West leading 1-0, but threatening with a runner at third. The pitch.
Another one.
Yeah, inside corner.
He takes a long time to call him, doesn't he? Boy, that was a long time to call it. It was too good of a strike.
Pitcher against pitcher, but Seaman ahead in it. Here's his pitch. Low and inside, and it's 1-2.
I think Hinckley leads the team in strikeouts, though. I think he's got 12 on the book. Chesak has 14.
Here's the 1-2. Missed outside. 2-2. After last night's game, West Bend East now is on a 5-game winning streak. They've won 10 of their last 11 coming into this matchup tonight.
See, the real question is, how often do they come from behind to win, though? That's the one I want to know.
2-2?
Nope, in the dirt.
In the dirt. And from being ahead in the count, he now works it full, 3-2.
Come on, Gavin. Bat on the ball. Put it in play somewhere.
D'Angelo with the lead off third. Here's the pitch. Swung on, chopper, and it's going to be knocked down by the shortstop, Gelnick, but Gelnick can't play it, and it'll be an infield single RBI for Hinckley.
Once again, it's good to be right.
And West Bend West now makes it 2-0. And I believe they scored that a hit also for Hinckley.
Hit? Yes.
So
we're fortunate with the official scorer right behind us.
2-0, and we go to the top of the order now. Nate Block. Here's the pitch to Block. Swung on, chopper, foul. Block led off the game with a fly ball to center field for the first out of the game. Two runs on three hits right now for West Bend West. West Bend East still scoreless with just one hit. We play in the home half of the second in this regional championship. Runner goes. Pitch down low. Throw down to second. Slide in there. He is safe.
He is now 12 for 12 in stolen bases. See the jump he had? It was huge.
Hinckley had a big jump. I mean, Schlosser didn't even have the ball in his glove yet.
Yeah. See how smart this is on Billy's part, though?
No,
he's got a 12 for 12 guy to steal the base, and then he replaces him because they can sub for the pitcher and the catcher. Yeah, it's brilliant.
So he subs it and brings him in. Gene Hickman is the substitute runner.
Must have come up from the JV team. I don't have him on my roster.
One ball, one strike, and umpire calls time. And he's going to wipe off home plate a little bit.
Makes sense. Makes it easier to call balls and strikes, don't you think?
One ball, one strike to Nate Block, the leadoff batter. Fifth batter to play here for West Bend West in the second inning. One across ready. Here's the pitch. Low downstairs. And it's two balls, one strike.
He's tough to throw to. You know, I mean, he's really not a lot of strike zone there. That's up. 3-1.
Three balls, one strike. Got an update on the Kewaskum Homestead game coming up here in a break in a moment. Here's the 3-1. Swung on and missed. And it's full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Check of the runner, the pitch.
Nope.
Missed it. And it's a walk.
He's a tough batter. I mean, he really is. There's not a lot of strike zone on that kid.
All right. Over in Kewaskum, they are in the top of the third, and the hometown Indians leading Homestead 1-0 as they go to the third inning. Here's Evan Albrecht now.
Albrecht's a .333 hitter. In this case, a hit would definitely be a run.
Singleton scored the game's first run back in that first inning. Pitched Albrecht.
Yeah,
inside nice corner, got it for a strike.
Yeah, a little slider or something there.
Albrecht, the sixth Spartan to bat for West Bend West here in the second. One across already, but they're threatening for more. Leading 2-0. Here's the pitch. That one low and inside. Yep. One ball, one strike. It was almost in that same spot as the first one.
I know. We could like call it all day long. This is where the ball landed, but whether it's a strike or not, we had to wait. Funny.
Here's the 1-1.
Nice pitch.
Ground ball on the infield. Deep followed by the shortstop. And that's going to allow one run to score. And a runner will go to third. And West Bend West tacks on another one. An error on the shortstop, Gelnick. And it's now 3-0 West Bend West, and they're not done yet as Albrecht went all the way over to third on that one. And now we're going to get a meeting of the team at the mound by head coach Heinrich. Try to settle his guys down. It's early in this game. We're only in the second inning, but like you alluded to, how can they play from behind? We don't know.
Right, right. They're not usually behind. Interesting. I find it really interesting that Bill ran all the way across the field to talk to to his nephew. I'm sure he's telling him, hey, whether to steal or not. Let me see his stolen bases here. He is... Oh, boy. Where is it here? Yes.
We got Lucas Broski. Broski walked in the first inning.
30 for 31.
Wow.
He's probably going.
He's got a pretty healthy lead over there at first base also.
And leaning.
And there he goes. Here's the pitch down low, and they're going to let him take it. So Albrecht.
31 for 32 now.
The uncontested stolen base. And now runners at second and third with two outs. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fly ball. That one going to go over to the Boys and Girls Club. Two runs across here in the inning so far for West Bend West.
Broski's 321 hitter.
On two hits and an error. Now the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, foul back.
Ooh, that might have been my car.
Crowd starting to cheer him on. No balls, two strikes. Seaman trying to get out of the inning without further damage. The pitch missed outside.
Yes. 28 pitches already.
Wow.
Yeah. Nope. Ball low.
Missed it. Two pitch. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Giving chase after it is Girola and it's out of his grasp. So they'll set it up again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deep block at third. Evan Albrecht at second.
Two already across.
And two already across on two hits. And sometimes if you're a Bill Albrecht team, that could be enough. But they want more here in the second, if they get it. Seaman set. Here's the pitch. One on and missed strike three. Well, there's a big strikeout.
Huge.
And that'll end West Bend West here in the second inning. But the Spartans come up with two runs on two hits. There was one West Bend East error. And West Bend West Spartans leave two runners on the base pad. We've played two innings here in this regional championship. It's now West Bend West 3, West Bend East nothing. You're listening to High School Playoff Baseball on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470.
Amy Thalen.
Back here at Carlin Customora Field at Regner Park. Michael Nick, the Bear, Barry Hurst. We go to the top of the third inning. West Bend West now leading West Bend East 3-0. And the lights are starting to come on now here at Carlin Customora Field. A little bit of overcast skies, but nothing threatening at this point. West Bend East now will try to get something going here. They're going to send the top of the lineup to go in this third inning. The 1, 2, and 3 batters, Blake Furlano, Joey Mickles, and Cooper Schlosser. Against Gavin Hinckley. Pitch counts right now starting to add up.
Well, at least for Seaman it has.
Yeah.
What did he say, 56?
56, they said Seaman's at now? Yep.
Hinckley's at 31 right now going into the third.
And again, it shouldn't play that big of a factor for either team tonight because the winner
to reuse them, but to get them out of the game early.
Right. Whoa! Chick music inside and a big swing and a miss there by Promano.
Yeah, if Seaman Gerace, he gets out in four innings, you know, you did your job.
Here's the 0-1.
Look at that.
Right down the pipe for a strike, and it's 0-2.
Nice curveball. Check it. It's a nice stop by Chesok.
Yeah.
Pretty good catcher, you know. I mean, they had Thalen last year, and they had to bring in a whole new catcher now. He's doing a nice job.
One ball, two strikes. Pitch by Hinkley. Misses outside and low for a ball, and it's even. Two balls, two strikes. Other games in the sectionals tonight on the other side of the bracket. Sectional 3 as they miss for a ball, 3-2. Pius is taking on Tulsa East. Brookfield Central playing against Marquette. Pewaukee is against Kettle Moraine. And Waukesha North is taking on Sussex Hamilton. Those are the games over on the other side of the bracket, which is in sectional 3. 3-2 pitch. Hey, Colin, strike 3. Romano caught looking. Second strikeout for Hinkley.
Slinger went to spring already, didn't they?
Slinger went to spring ball already last year.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You probably saw the writing on the wall, huh?
As did Hartford.
Nice pitch.
There's a strike.
He's thrown like 5 curveballs in a row.
Here's the 0-1.
There's a fastball.
Yeah, so basically it was East, West, and Kewaskum were the remaining teams from the Washington County area that stayed in the Summer Ball League.
Grafton State.
Swing and a miss, strike 2. Yeah, Grafton always was Germantown.
And then the North Shore teams.
We had the North Shore Conference all along.
How about
Kiel?
You know what they did?
I think they stayed in summer. Okay. Pitch swung on, and I foul ball down the left field line. But next year it's all spring ball for everybody.
It'll make for a great state tournament.
Well, and I was talking with my nephew Ben on the way up here, you know, how they'll wind up doing the seeding next year, and here's the pitch. Swung on, a little pop fly in foul territory, giving chase, but out of play. Are they going to make it feel like it is, where everybody automatically qualifies, or is it going to be kind of like maybe football with, you know, all the teams in the state of football, where you're going to need so many wins possibly to qualify? So that's things that will have to see. Let alone how many games they're going to have to make up due to wet conditions on the field, rain and snow and all that other beautiful spring weather we have.
Think about in the area. You got Kettle Moraine Lutheran now that we could play for real. Oops.
Pitch outside, 2-2, yeah.
It's going to open up the possibilities. We get Slinger back on the schedule.
Yep.
So there's some additional teams. They're going to keep it at 30 games, at 32 games or something? Nope.
Mr. Obed, you know what? I know my nephew said next year in the North Shore Conference, where he's with Nicolet and these, they're going to play everybody twice next year, is what you said? Yeah. So that's at least 20 games right there. Fly ball, left field, camping underneath it is Weber for the out. Two gone. Two up and two down for West Bend East here in the second inning. That'll bring up Cooper Schlosser. He walked in the first inning. Still only one hit right now for West Bend East, and that was Blake Furlano back in the first inning.
Yeah. He got thrown out at third, so no one's even reached third base.
Pitch to Schlosser from the left side. He'll take a ground ball, first pitch, third base. Rupp now throws it over to first for the out. And it's a quick 1-2-3, top of the third, nothing across. Middle of the third inning, it remains West Bend West 3, West Bend East nothing. High school playoff baseball on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470.
New pitcher.
Back here for the bottom half of inning number 3 with West Bend West leading West Bend East 3-0.
Oh, no.
And being in there, I believe, to
it's still Seaman. Yes.
He will face the middle of the order, the 4, 5, and 6 batters for West Bend West. Logan Rupnow, Nick Stearman, and Jimmy D'Angelo. 3 runs, 3 hits, and no errors for the Spartans. No runs, 1 hit, and 1 error for West Bend East. We go to the bottom of the third. Regional championship winner goes on to Germantown on Monday. And here's Logan Rupnow. He got a sacrifice fly back in that first inning to advance Albrecht. Demon looking, and here's his first offering to start his half of the third. He'll miss it for a ball. It's 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch. Oh, did that hit him?
Yeah, oh yeah, right in the thigh.
Kind of looked like it bounced in the dirt first, but maybe after it hit him. So Rupnow takes one for the team, as they say. Gets on by the hit-by-pitch. And that brings up Nick Stearman.
Rupnow is 12 of 13 on stolen bases.
Stearman, an infield ground out to end the first inning for West. Batting from the right side. Stevens check. He'll bunt a good one, and it goes foul. He hustles down that first baseline. Full charge. And now, depending how well Seaman does, this may or may not be his last inning, because now there is someone throwing. As I look down that first base side, down at the West Bend East bullpen.
That's where the back-to-back nights can hurt you.
Yeah. Mm. Here's the 0-1 slide in.
That was close.
Jackson Joman is the pitcher that's warming up right now for West Bend East. No balls, 1 strike. Pitch, squared a bunt, miss.
Oh. They would have had him,
oh,
too.
Oh, man.
The pitch out.
Rupnow would have been caught out there in no man's land, and he'd have been dead out.
Oh,
yeah.
He was 20 feet off. But the first baseman was rushing in for the bunt, and nobody was at first. Didn't plan that very well, did they?
Now 1-1 pitch on the way, right down the pipe, but, yeah, there's a strike. Our vantage point here at Carlo Cuss Memorial Field is, like always, right behind home plate in the first row of the bleachers. Here's the 1-2. Low for a ball. It's 2-2. And again, it's the old-fashioned covered bleachers, all wood bleachers, with the fence line right in front of us. 2-2 pitch. Runner goes. Swung on, fly ball.
They're going to double him up.
And making the call on the infield side of it, second baseman Schubert for the out.
The good thing it was high. It was a really high pop fly. It gave him a chance to get back to first. They're up now a chance to get back to first.
Jimmy D'Angelo. So that'll bring up Jimmy D'Angelo.
See him try to steal here.
Singled and scored the run back in the last inning, the second inning. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. It's 1-0.
And he set up way out there, too. They were expecting in the steal as well, I think.
One ball, no strikes. From the stretch, throw to first. And Rupnow just gets back in.
Pretty good move to first.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see Bill screaming at him.
One ball, no strikes. Pitch.
Nice.
Kind of a check swing on the third baseline. It's going to count. Seaman will throw across the diamond to first base for the out. Two gone. Rupnow moves down to second, though, with two out.
Count that as a sacrifice bunt. There's Weber. He's a 328 hitter. Another left-handed hitter. So with Rupnow at second, again, a hit would be a run likely.
good lead. Here's the pitch. And it misses for a ball, 1-0. We're playing in the bottom half of the second. West Bend West, the home team, with the 3-0 lead over Cross Hall rival West Bend East. Here's the pitch. Swung on line, shot right to the shortstop glove. Gelznick for the out. And that'll end any threat that West Bend West had here in the third inning. The Spartans get no runs on no hits, and they leave one base runner stranded aboard. We're through three innings in this regional championship. Score remains West Bend West 3, West Bend East nothing. High school playoff baseball on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470. The Mayor Barry Hirsch, along with Michael Nick at Carlin Cup Memorial Field here in Regner Park. 3-0, West Bend West leading West Bend East. Meanwhile, over in Keewascum, the Indians have tacked on another run. They're in the fourth inning. It's now Keewascum 2 and Homestead nothing as they play in the fourth inning. So right now, a chance for two teams to go on to Germantown. Well, you know, one team here is definitely going on to Germantown.
Yeah.
And a possible of a second team being Keewascum. First pitch here in the top of the fourth by Hinkley has fouled back into the screen. It's 0-1. Right away, second pitch coming, and there's a strike. No, the ball. Wow. Yakum, Seaman, and Girola, the 4, 5, and 6 batters for West Bend East here in the fourth.
Same place.
Upstairs, 2-1. Now Hinkley's next delivery, chopper on the infield, scooped up by Block, and does he get him? No, not in time, infield single.
No, that's got to be an error. Took it as an error. Yep,
error. All right. Three.
Four.
Four. One of those numbers.
T4.
All right, so Ben Seaman now with a chance to help his own cause. West Bend East still only with just one hit so far. That one was an error.
Oh,
pitch going to get away into the dirt. Chesnick chases it back to the screen. And on that one, Yakum will go down to second.
Kind of a rare miss for Chesnick.
Yeah.
I mean, he's picked up some great ones tonight.
Now West Bend East looks to make a little bit of noise here in the fourth inning and get on the scoreboard. They're down 3-0.
I could see Hedrick here bunting just to move him over.
Here's the 1-0. And he misses, and Chesnick now will go out and talk to pitcher Gavin Hinkley.
You know, I've been watching Gavin, and it looks like when he gets, I don't know if you want to call it settled in, but he seems to start falling off the left side of the mound. When he's throwing, and I don't, you know, normally his mechanics are great, but you could see when he threw those 7 in a row that he was sliding off the one side of the mound. No point, no center point.
From the stretch, here's
the 2-0. There's a good one.
And he got it for a strike. It's 2-1.
Yeah, you can just tell. He comes to a balance point, and then he thrusts forward with his legs. The other ones, he was just falling off to the left side.
2-1 pitch.
Wow.
Got it for a strike, and it's even 2-2.
That's about everything he had. That was a nice fastball. It's like he loses concentration or something. Focus.
Here's the 2-2. Swung on, chopper on the infield.
What a play.
Block, throw to first, high one, but it's handled nicely by Broski for the out.
Kept and, Yoakum at second.
Yeah, I see, Yoakum unable to advance. One out, and that brings up the right fielder, Ron Girola. Fly ball to right field back in the second, and he's 0-1. Pitch by Hinkley again.
Nice block.
Third, and yeah, that time a good save by Chesnick.
Yeah. You know, I think Bill only lets him throw a fastball and a curveball, but that was so predictable. I mean, everybody in the place probably knew that was a curveball coming.
One ball, no strike. Check of the runner, the pitch. Upstairs. And it's 2-0. The other interesting thing to consider next year when it moves to an all-spring league is there's the pitch. This is for a ball. Where will the state championship games be played? Will they keep it at Fox River Stadium where the Timber Rattlers play? That's where the spring tournament is played now.
Mm-hmm.
Or will they go to Campco where the summer tournament is played? Both very good facilities.
Yeah.
3-1 pitch. Misses for a ball.
Look at where he lands. I mean, you can just tell. He's falling off to the left side. He's not balanced and going towards the pitcher or catcher.
Second walk of the night by Hinkley.
Chesok's reminding him of that or what?
My thought is they're going to keep it in Appleton only because the WIA signs contracts for so many years with their venues.
Boy, Capco's such a nice field.
It is.
I don't know if the Timber Rattlers field is as nice or not.
Pitch outside.
Nice pick up there. With...
You know, the other thought might be, too, maybe they would rotate 1 year Capco, 1 year
that could be.
Timber Rattlers Stadium.
Although they pour a couple million into this field, put our hat in the ring. You know, it'll be all AstroTurf.
1-0 pitch. Go for a ball. Yeah, in case you saw that article.
Bill needs to go
the
out there and talk to him. There's Bill.
Just as you say it, he pops out.
Yeah. You have somebody warming up? No, he doesn't.
No. And there's no action on the east side either.
Yeah, he only threw, let's take a quick look back, only threw 11 pitches last time, so he's sitting at around 67. You know, he'll go, they'll probably let him go all the way to 100 if he can do it.
Again, Kewaskum leading Homestead in their game at 2-0. And Kewaskum had Homestead's number this year in three meetings this year. The Indians defeated Homestead all three times, 11-3 on June the 16th, 12-5 on June the 23rd, and then a couple of days later on June 25th, 1-0. So, I like Doug Gonry. He's definitely one of your other veteran coaches in the state.
Yeah, great guy. I'm guessing that was a mechanic's call. And Billy went out and just said, hey, you're falling off the mound, you need to find a balance point and drive towards the plate like that. That was a little high, but that's what he wants.
So it's three balls and no strikes to the West Bend East third baseman, Michael Seaman. With runners at first and second. The pitch. Missed it. Ball four.
That's a strike.
Oh, he called a strike.
It was a strike. I was surprised when he...
Seaman was already running down the first baseline.
Yeah. Once again, this kid can throw three strikes in a row. We know this. Love the drama, though.
Pitch. Swung on. Fly ball. Short left field. Weber coming on. And dropped. Did he get it?
He got it.
He got it. Almost looked like he dropped it. Wow. Ooh. He was calling it off like he should have been.
Yeah.
I've got it.
Two outs, two on.
And the DH, Mason Kirk, will come up.
Boy, Hedrick just doesn't want this chance, this opportunity to slip away. You know, you got to push at least one across.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise he's going to look back at this inning and say, you know, we have two on and one out.
Yeah. I'm surprised, really, that he didn't bunt that last batter.
Pitch to Kirk. There's a strike. And it's 0-1.
See, this is the thing. You know, Hinkley throws six balls in a row, and now he's come back with four straight strikes.
Next pitch. Just outside for a ball. 1-1. Spartan fans starting to get a little bit louder than the East fans right now by virtue of that lead, but one base hit here could at least break the score. Here's the pitch. Ooh, in the
nice
dirt,
stop.
Low. Nice stop, as you said, by Chesnick. Two balls, one strike, two outs.
Chesnick's pretty impressive, you know. He's sacrificing his body all over the place. Really impressed.
Check of the runners from the stretch. The
nice.
Pitch swung on and missed on a sinker. And the count's even. Two balls, two strikes.
It had to be mid-80s, maybe a little higher. That was smoking.
Now Hinkley a chance to get out of it without any damage.
Curve
Here's
ball.
The pitch.
Yep.
Misses.
Her ball gone awry. Didn't break as much as it should have.
Full count now. Three balls, two strikes. Yakum at second with the lead. Girola at first with the lead. Check of the runners. Runners go. Pitch. Missed it. Ball four, and the bases are loaded.
Ninth batter, though.
Second walk in the inning given up by Hinckley. And his third walk of the evening. And that'll bring up Nate Schubert, a strikeout victim back in the second inning.
In fact, if you recall, he threw three strikes in a row on him. He had down three balls, no strikes.
Hinckley comes with a strike right away. It's 0-1. Throws the rubber right away. Here's the pitch. Upstairs for a ball, 1-1.
He's also working from the windup. He's not working from the stretch.
Here's the 1-1, and that misses balls. Two balls, one strike. Jessica coming out again to talk to Hinckley. He's done that several times tonight.
Yeah, he just needs to work this out. I mean, he's just losing concentration is what it looks like to me. Lost in focus or something. Maybe he had a fight with his girlfriend before the game or something.
Anything's possible with these kids. You know, you forget that these are just high school kids when they're out there.
No way you could ever determine someone else's life, right? What they're going through.
2-1 pitch.
Nice pitch.
Quicker fastball for a strike. And it's even now. Two balls, two strikes.
See how much smoother that pitch was, though? I mean, his mechanics were so much better than the other one.
2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. And he gets out of the inning with no damage is done. No runs, no hits, couple of blocks, and three base runners left stranded. We're in the middle of the fourth in this regional championship. It remains West Bend West 3, West Bend East 0. High school playoff baseball on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470. Back here at Carlin Cuss Memorial Field at Regner Park for the regional championship. West Bend West leads cross all rival West Bend East 3-0. And as Michael alluded to in that fourth inning, if indeed East does go down to defeat tonight, they might look back and say, we had our shot in that fourth inning with runners on and only one out.
Yeah, last night they scored 5 runs in the fourth inning. That's kind of their, seems like that's the inning they want to score in. And that might have buried them. We'll see. We'll see how they respond. Be interesting. Still Seaman out there.
Here comes West Bend West for the fourth. It'll be the 8, 9, and 1 hitters. Chesick, pitcher Hinckley, and Block. Chesick takes the first pitch, low for a ball. It's 1-0. Next offering by Seaman. That misses, and it's 2-0. 3 runs, 3 hits for West Bend West. No runs on just 1 hit for West Bend East, and that one hit came a long time ago, Michael. That was the leadoff batter for Lano.
That's right.
Back in that first inning.
First batter.
First batter of the game.
Wow.
Here's the 2-1. Swung on, fly ball, a little shallow fright, playable, no. Making a diving attempt down there in foul territory right field by the bullpen area, but unable to come up with it.
Yeah, it's kind of an elevated mound there, so you got to run over the dirt, and it's a little dangerous.
So it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. They're through 4 innings now in Keewaskum, and the Indians still lead Homestead 2-0 after 4 complete there in Keewaskum. So a Keewaskum win tonight would put them into Germantown, and they would take on the winner of Nicolet in Germantown. And there's the next pitch, misses for a ball. So Jessica gets a leadoff walk to...
That's his Seaman's fourth walk that he's given up, and he's hit a batter, so 5 free bases.
Here's Gavin Hinckley.
He had a base hit last time with an RBI.
Squares to bunt.
Oh, must have hit him in the face.
Did it?
I don't think so. I think he got back in time. But he, I think it bounced off the bat. Yeah, it's a strike.
So it's a foul ball strike.
Yeah.
0-1.
Might hit the bat and then hit him.
Yeah, talking about
taking some time here. He's
yeah.
trying to shake it off. It did. It hit the bat and hit him in the face.
Talking about the other half of that bracket game this evening between the Nicolet and Germantown. I'm sure the Nicolet Knights would love nothing better than to knock off Germantown and deny them the right of playing in the sectional on their home field.
Yeah.
Although that game tonight is in Germantown. Germantown's the number 4 seed. Nicolet comes in as the number 5 seed.
Yep, that's a good game.
Here's the 0-1, squared a bunt again. This time gets it down nicely. Picked up by Seaman, throw across the bag for the out. Seaman was expecting it all the way with Nicolet, so one and gone.
Yeah, he tripped going down the baseline, but either way, it's still a sacrifice bunt. And Chesek ends up at second.
So one out, a runner at second, and back to the top of the order for West Bend West. Here's Nate Block. Number 1, Nate Block. 0-2 officially in 2 appearances so far this evening. Fly ball out in the first inning and a walk in the second inning. Here's the pitch. Misses low for a ball, and again, Seaman will work out of the stretch now with Chesek over at second base. It's 3-0 West Bend West, so it's not out of reach yet, but West Bend East still with just one hit. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike, belt high, and it's 1-1.
This kid's got no strike zone. I don't know how he even found a strike. Yeah. And then he squats down and makes it even harder.
One pitch. Swung on and a foul ball behind the West Bend East dugout. Bounces and hits the street. And it's 1-2. Now Seaman toes the rubber, checks the runner. And steps off as the infield switches a little bit on him for that. Now Block back in the box. Here's the pitch.
Whoa!
Upstairs, almost hit Block. And it's 2-2.
He's slowing down. You see, he's taking more time. He's thinking about it a little more. This could be it. It probably should be it.
Nobody's throwing over there for West Bend East, but... Yeah, he might be gassed out pretty much.
He's
got to be up in the 70 pitch area.
80. That's 80 right there.
Swung on and foul back. So either way, he's reaching the maximum amount before he would have to leave.
Right.
Because 100 pitches is the maximum no matter where you're at.
Do you know the penalty if they go over?
I do not, no. 2-2 pitch. Foul back.
I have it printed out here, but it's tiny print.
Yeah, I don't know. Schools must report violations of the officials following competition.
Oh.
Violations are considered the same manner as a school using an ineligible student. The minimum penalty for such violations is forfeiture of the game.
Yeah.
Pitch. Missed upstairs. It's full 3-2.
That just tells you how serious they are.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I would think that you could ineligible the player for a game or two or something, but to make them lose the game because of it, pretty rash.
Especially now in the postseason.
Yeah.
But again, with each team sending a pitch count guy over here to the official score after each inning, they're right on top of the count.
Yeah. Nice move.
Chesek back in. Now takes the lead again. 3-2 to the leadoff batter, and Block fouls that one back. And they'll do it again, 3-2. By the way, the baseballs they're playing with?
Yeah.
I have a baseball that Bill Albright gave me after the title game last year. It's in one of those ball cases.
Oh, cool.
With the WIA logo.
Yeah.
And then I had my own engraving on it. I had put West Bend West, 33-0, 2017 state champion.
Nice.
And that's, missed up there for a ball. And that's kind of sitting on my little trophy memorabilia shelf at home. Yeah, he gave me one of the, he got a whole case of them, but he gave me an actual game ball that was used in the championship game last year.
Yeah, that's nice. That's great.
Someone else is here with us tonight at the game, my nephew. He fielded a few balls on his own that cap ball last year. He took a couple game balls, didn't you? Evan Albrecht comes up to bat now. Albrecht singled and scored in the first and got on by an error in the second, and he advanced to third on a stolen base. One out and a runner at first and second now for West Bend West. Here's the pitch. Swung on, chopper, bobbled by the shortstop, and he'll have no play.
E6.
An error. And that is going to load up the bases now for West Bend West.
They're in murderer's row right now. 3, 4, and 5.
Jessic at third. Block goes to second. And Albrecht on the air goes down to first. Only one out. And here's Lucas Broski.
He may squeeze him in just to pat it. No outs, right? Oh, one out.
One out. But a chance to do some major damage here in the home half of the fourth for the Spartans. Pitched by Seaman.
Squeeze. Double him up.
Back to the box, and yep, they double him up. So just like that, they get out of it. So Broski pops up to the pitcher, and then they double up Jessic. So, no runs on no base hits. There was one error by West Bend East, and the West Bend West Spartans leave the bases loaded with three players on the base pads. We've played four innings here in this regional championship. It remains West Bend West 3, West Bend East nothing. High school playoff baseball on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470. We go to the fifth inning here in this regional championship. West Bend West had a big shot there, but they were unable to get it across, and it remains 3-0. And that's a big break for West Bend East.
That's a huge break for East. That would have been another run. Bases still loaded.
Got another playoff score update for you. We were talking about the Nicolet-Germantown game. They're in the fifth inning. Nicolet leading Germantown 3-2.
Here's the guy that has the only hit.
Yep. That was way back in the first inning for Lake Furlano.
2-1 count. Chesok visiting the mound again.
And the umpire looks to keep this game moving along.
Yeah,
he walked right out there. Didn't give much time at all.
Yeah. I can't understand what he keeps going out there to say. You know, is it just reminding him that focus, or is he saying, hey, I notice your mechanics are off, or, you know, what's he doing?
He calls to go back to play. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, chopper on the infield. Scooped up by Kelnick and gets it for the out.
Funny how, as a pitcher, your instinct is to grab for it. When, you know, it's better off if you just let it go, let the guy behind you feel it and throw him out. Tinkley would have touched that. There's no way that Albrecht would have had a chance of getting it.
Yeah. But instead, Albrecht made it. Here's Joey Mickle. So still just one hit for the West Bend East Suns. And that's sticking out right now as the big pointer here, let alone that fourth inning when they had a shot. Pitch down low. I mean, they didn't get any hits in that fourth inning, but they managed to get bases on.
Right. An error. Two walks. The walks hurt.
West crowd didn't like that last call, as you might have heard a lot of groans in the background. So it's 2-0.
Yeah, it's smart. Step off the mound. Refocus. Step back up on the mound. He stepped all the way off to the grass. Now he's back up.
Two balls, no strikes. The pitch. Down and low for a ball, and it's 3-0. Coming right back. Here's the pitch, and he lost it. Ball 4. And that's the fourth walk now issued by Gavin Hinckley.
I got five.
Five?
One in the first, one in the second. One in the first, one in the second. No, that's third. Oh, wait.
Yeah,
I missed one
fourth,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. That is his fifth.
Cooper Schlosser steps in, left-handed side batter. And it's a ball. And, again, Hinckley losing control. We've seen this a couple of times now in this game this evening. He's managed to come back and regain it before.
Yeah. Either it takes a visit from Bill or...
Pitch.
Nice pitch.
Inside corner, but low for a ball. It's 2-0. Again, it's only 3-0, even though, surprisingly, even though West Bend East only has the one hit, they are not out of this game, Michael.
Mm-mm. Not by any means.
And now Billy Albrecht going to take a walk, a slow walk out to the mound, I should say, and talk it over with Gavin Hinckley.
Remember when, who was it for the Cubs? It was it Leo DeRocher that used to take forever to get out there? You could cut away to 5 minutes of commercials by the time he gets to the mound. Yeah, Bill, see, he's pointing. He was pointing it out. It's mechanical.
Uh-huh.
When his foot goes forward, the ball goes down where it's supposed to go. When his lead foot goes off to the right or left, he seems to fade to that side or fall to that side. Like you said, the ump's out there telling him, hey, let's go. Get this game moving.
I mean, there is really no threat of rain, and we're about maybe 75 minutes into this game. So it's going at its regular pace.
Sure.
We're playing in the top of the fifth inning.
I find this funny. He's trying to hurry what's going on in the mound, and now he comes back to wipe off the plate. Could have done that before he walked out there.
Schlosser steps back in. Here's the pitch by Hinckley. Missed again, and now it's 3-0.
My goodness. I wouldn't swing.
I would hold up here too, yeah. And he does, and he takes a strike. It's 3-1.
Probably have him take one more.
Three balls, one strike, one out. Joey Mickles at first. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball.
Bill better. Oh, there he is. That's
and
it.
That's
Hinckley's
gonna be
done.
It. That's the sixth walk, and that's going to be all for Hinckley. As West Bend East now will have the tying run coming to the plate. Still only one base hit, surprisingly. It's
crazy.
For West Bend East.
It's going to be Albrecht. Is that who he's bringing in?
I can't. At first I thought it looked like Mason Kirk. No, you're right. It is Albrecht. Evan Albrecht going to come in and pitch now.
Yeah. Get you his numbers here in a minute. Evan Albrecht. He is, well, on the season. He's had 11 appearances, gave up 26 hits in 34 innings. He's given up 12 earned runs, 20 runs total. ERA of 2.42. He's given up 9 walks against 14 strikeouts. He's 3-3 on the season, and he's actually had 1 shutout, so he had 1 complete game.
So even though Hinckley lost control, not bad for 4 1/3 innings. Only gives up 1 hit, no runs. But the 6 walks is what did him in here, especially these back-to-back walks here to start off the fifth inning.
Yeah, he actually had 88 pitches, too. So he's getting close to that 100 anyway. You know, one of Bill Albrecht's all-time philosophies is just throw strikes. It's okay if they hit you. That's why you have a defense. So it's important to throw strikes. Walks.
All right, here's Kyle Yochum now. So West Bend East in a similar situation as they were the last inning. 2 runners on and only 1 out. Now the same thing, 2 runners on and 1 out.
Yeah. And Yochum's connected twice, so he's definitely a swinger.
Here's Albrecht's first delivery, ground ball, third base side. Rupnow will tag the runner out at third for the force out. All right, two gone. Hunter goes down to second on that fielder's choice by Yakum, and now Ben Seaman, the pitcher. Pitch by Albrecht. Misses ball one. Base hit here by Seaman could break a run in here for West Bend East. Next pitch misses for a ball. It's 2-0.
Hey, one thing about West Bend pitchers, they always work fast.
Pitch swung on left field.
That's a
hard shot, and here comes the first run of the evening for West Bend East. They are on the board. It's 3-2. Schlosser comes around from second, and that's the second hit of the night, but it couldn't have come at a bigger time for West Bend East. Yakum goes down to second, and Seaman with that hard shot single gets the RBI. And that was a long drought between hits, Mike.
Still. Sure was. Wow.
From the first batter of the game to here in the fifth, but more importantly.
20 batters. We went through 20 batters before he got another hit. They got another hit. You got two outs. Any bag here. Oops. Up high.
Yeah, one ball, one strike. So the tying run now at first base. Yakum out at second base. 1-1 pitch from Albrecht.
Nice pitch.
There's a strike. One ball, two strikes.
A little slider.
Well, if anything, a little bit of a momentum and confidence builder for East, because now they know they can score. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hard chopper. Does it get through? Nice stop. No, it does not, but not enough oomph on the ball to get through the infield to score anybody. But the Suns are going to have the bases loaded. So Girola gets an infield single. Seaman down to second. Yakum at third. So now, Michael, that tying run is at second base.
Yeah, Seaman can put the bat on the ball.
Back-to-back singles by West Bend East.
Again, now Albrecht's going to work from the windup, and he seems to be a lot more comfortable.
The pitch. There's a swing and a miss.
Heck of a curveball. Started in the middle and ended up outside.
Ahead of the count, no balls, two strikes. Coming right back at him. Inside and low for a ball. 1-2.
Notice how fast he's working now. I mean, he gets right back on the mound and goes.
1-2.
Got him.
Oh, just outside, and it's even 2-2.
That looked too good to let go.
Mason Kirk on deck. Here's the pitch. Whoa!
He didn't even try to move.
And he gets hit, and a run is going to come in. So now it's 3-2. Kirk takes a foul ball going up on the other side and out of play.
You'd think there'd be somebody over there warming up.
Yeah. Tying run now at third base in Ben Seaman. After five innings in Kewaskum, it's the Indians 2 and Homestead nothing. Here's the 0-1. And the dirt gets away. This game's going to be tied. Mr. Momentum making a swing here in this fifth.
And pitch all the way back to the fence.
West Bend East has now tied this game up.
So he hits a batter and puts one in. He throws one wild and puts one in. Ay, 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 ay. Talk about falling apart.
That one's going all the way to the wall. Here comes Albrecht. And West Bend East has exploded now for five runs here in this fifth inning. And they now take a 5-3 lead.
Painful.
Wow.
Oh, man.
But you're Billy Albrecht. You've been here before.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a 5-3 game now for West Bendy. Well, I guess that answered your question from earlier. How can they play from behind?
Yeah, they sure can.
They were held to just one hit until this inning.
I thought the fourth inning would have buried them. You know, I would have thought that would have been the end of it. But, you know, Hinkley let him in the door with the two walks.
Swung on chopper right to the third baseman for the out.
But nine batters.
And that is the end of the inning, but the damage has been done for West Bend East. Nine batters come to the plate, as Michael said. They come up with five runs on just two base hits. They leave the bases loaded. We've played five innings in this regional championship, and it's different now. It is now West Bend East 5 and West Bend West 3. You're listening to High School Playoff Baseball on 101.3 W at 1470.